This is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel. The presidents of Russia and Turkey met today to discuss the situation in northern Syria. Reuters' Francesca Lina reports.
Russian President Vladimir Putin appeared with Turkish President Tayyip Erdogan just hours before the ceasefire in Syria was set to expire. Now, a Turkish security source says Russia and Turkey will discuss a possible wider withdrawal by the Kurdish fighters in Turkey's crosshairs. Hundreds of Kurdish fighters remained near Syria's northeast border on Tuesday, with Turkish-backed Syrian rebels saying they were ready to resume fighting if Kurdish YPG militants didn't retreat from Turkey's proposed safe zone in time. Some skirmishes have continued despite the ceasefire.
That's Reuters' Francesca Lina. Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says Washington is planning to bring U.S. troops withdrawing from Syria back to the United States and not keep them in Iraq indefinitely. Esper says the details have not been worked out on how long the U.S. troops will stay in Iraq. He will have discussions with his Iraqi counterpart on Wednesday. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is heading for a showdown today with lawmakers who want to put the brakes on his drive to push his European Union divorce bill through the House of Commons in just 3 days. Johnson says if Parliament imposes a longer timetable, he will withdraw the bill and call a vote on holding a snap general election. The threat is aimed at breaking the 3-year political deadlock over Brexit. After almost a month of trying, longtime Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he is unable to form a new government. The move paves the way for former Army Chief of Staff and centrist rival Benny Gantz to try to cobble together a majority coalition. Gantz is optimistic he will be able to do so in the 28 days allotted. For more news whenever you want it, please visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The top U.S. diplomat in Ukraine is appearing before impeachment investigators on Capitol Hill. AP's Jackie Quinn has more.
William Taylor, a former Army officer and retired career civil servant, was tapped to replace the ambassador who was suddenly ousted. Taylor found himself drawn into the Trump administration effort to leverage U.S. military aid for Ukraine. He believed that was improper, exchanging text messages with two of the president's point men, expressing his concerns, even calling it crazy to make U.S. aid conditional on Ukraine digging up dirt on Democrats.
Meanwhile, in a tweet on Tuesday, the president compared the House impeachment inquiry to a lynching, comparing a deadly and racist chapter in U.S. history to a process laid out in the Constitution. Hogan Gidley, a White House spokesman, clarified the president's tweet.
The president's not comparing what's happened to him with one of our darkest moments in American history. He's just not. What he's explaining clearly is the way he's been treated by the media since he announced for president.
The Congressional Black Caucus is condemning Mr. Trump's comment. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau won a second term in a stronger-than-expected showing in Canada's national elections. While Trudeau is claiming a mandate, his party won fewer raw votes nationally than the Conservatives did. The drug company Biogen says it will seek federal approval for a medicine to treat early Alzheimer's disease. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
It's a surprise announcement since earlier this year, the company stopped 2 studies of the drug when partial results suggested it wasn't working. The company now says a new analysis of more results suggests that the drug helped reduce a decline of thinking skills at a higher dose. The goal of the medication is to help the body clear harmful plaques from the brain. The Cambridge, Massachusetts-based Biogen is developing it with a company from Japan. I'm Shelley Adler.
Japan's new emperor, Naruhito, formally ascended to the throne Tuesday in an elaborate ceremony in Tokyo. More than 100 foreign dignitaries were in attendance, including Britain's Prince Charles. Authorities in Bangladesh say they want to start soon relocating thousands of Rohingya refugees to a Bay of Bengal island from crammed camps near the border with Myanmar. Top government administrator Kamal Hossein says they listed 100 families willing to move to the island. The government says it will relocate 100,000 refugees to the island in phases. Major League Baseball's World Series Championship Series begins Tuesday in Houston, Texas, when the hometown Astros face off against the Washington Nationals. Houston will send 19-game regular season winner Garrett Cole to the mound for Game 1, while 3-time Cy Young Award winner Max Scherzer gets the start for Washington. Go Nats! I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.